Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Hour number two here on this Friday. Having a lot of fun this morning. Speaking of fun, let's bring in one of our favorites. Forever Titans wide receiver, Chris Sanders, on the line with us. What's up, Chris?
Man, what's going on? You put a little stank on it, forever. You put
forever.
A little stank on it. That was pretty good.
Ever, ever? Always.
How y'all doing, man? How's y'all's weekend?
Oh, hey, I'm ready for the weekend.
Me too.
Doing fantastic. You know, so I'm a big wrestling guy, and this is a WrestleMania weekend. So this is
it the real wrestling or wrestling? Is it the
wrestling?
Are you doing a singlet or are y'all throwing chairs?
It's both. But okay. It's wrestling, but I'm looking forward to
there
it
we
for
go.
Sure.
Yes.
Stephon Diggs, now a member of the AFC South, as he has been acquired by the Houston Texans. And I'm interested by this move. And then they've now knocked off 3 years of the contract. So basically it's a 1 year deal for him to come in here and be with CJ Stroud in that group. What'd you think of the move, and what do you think Diggs can bring to the Texans?
Man, I mean, they got a wealth of good guys on that team. I mean, look, they got Tank Dell, they got Nico Collins, both of them combined with 15 touchdowns. So when you have a Stephon Diggs coming in, I mean, it's just another threat to that receiver room. When the Tennessee Titans, you know, signed those other couple of receivers, I thought their receiver room was really, really good. But now you look at the Houston Texans, I mean, it is absolutely incredible. I know everybody's going to talk about that he's a cancer in the locker room, he's a cancer in this and cancer in that. Okay, I understand that. But he still has a wealth of talent. He still can run routes, and he can still make plays for your quarterback.
Yeah, and that was my next question. I mean, look, he's a guy that you could tell that him and Josh Allen, something went wrong there. The relationship had soured. He wasn't getting the ball a lot. He certainly would pout about that, and you know I get it. There are players that happens to that. You know they want the ball. Give me the ball.
Yeah.
I mean, you know I'm sure you were that way at times. Derek was that way. I mean, like everybody goes through that. But is it a concern that of how his attitude could be that how that affects a young locker room like they have in Houston?
I just think that if I'm the head coach of the Texans, D'Amico Ryans, who's a great, you know, head coach in the league, the one thing I wouldn't talk about X and O's. I wouldn't talk about, you know, wide receiver. I wouldn't even talk about the quarterback. I'll sit him down and say, you know what, I need you to be a good fit for this team. I need you to be a good locker room guy. I need you to help C.J. Stroud. I need you to help these young wide receivers to help them get to where they need to get. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, he has a clean slate. And I know everybody makes mistakes and everybody makes wrong choices sometimes, but he's got to understand this, that this might be your last rodeo. I mean, because you're getting older in age. I mean, you're not as fast. You still can run routes. You can still get open. But this is an opportunity to where if he goes down to the Texans and has a phenomenal year, with all those 3 years gone, he can have a big payday somewhere. So he understands that.
Well, he's walking to a situation. His reputation's going to precede him. And I ask you this because 1998, you guys welcome Yancey Thigpen. I mean, he didn't have that reputation. But here's a guy who comes in making more money than all you other guys combined and everything. How was that acclimation project to fit in with him? He fits in with you guys. What was all that like?
No, it was okay because what happened when they signed that year, they brought Kevin Dyson in, they brought Yancey Thigpen in. It made me better. You know what I'm saying? And don't get me wrong. I want the ball. I want to make plays because the first couple of years I was a starter, and automatically when they bring those two guys in, I'm number three. So instead of getting pissed, instead of getting mad, I chose to get better. I made every play. I made every catch. I tried to run the routes of the best of my capability. So now you got a situation with Diggs. He's just going to make everybody better, and I think that's going to be a good situation.
Does anyone ever hear from Yancey Thigpen anymore?
I don't know. I think he's on a kickball league.
He might be.
But he was a good player, man. I mean, he wasn't as fast, but he was just a really smart, savvy player that could make plays downfield.
I heard one time he had a $25,000 white fur coat.
Oh, my. It was awful.
And a guy walked up with a Sharpie to sign an autograph, and Yancey smacked it out of his hand because he thought the Sharpie. Now, is this the truth? I don't know if you were there or not, but it makes me laugh.
It was at the Super Bowl.
It was?
Yeah, he had on a white mink. It looked like it was a squirrel. I'm like, what is this? he's got a big old squirrel on. I'm like, what is this?
Chris says, I've got a ferret from Walmart jacket. You know, don't get away from me on this.
No, I had a starter's jacket on.
Oh, yes. No, but you're right. If he comes in and, you know, and shuts his mouth and plays good and then he can bounce out of there, I just, you know, Houston's just loading up, Chris. I mean, now
oh my God.
Ravens, Chiefs, and the Texans, but that's what you do when you spend money.
Yeah, I mean, you do want to spend money, because if you look at the league that's kind of going on right now, it's not about winning next year. It's not about winning 2 years from now. Everybody wants to win now, and everybody's kind of following that situation that happened with the Rams. The Rams loaded up with the quarterback. They loaded up with receivers. They loaded up with linemen. They loaded up with defensive guys, and they won the Super Bowl. Then now we blow it up because we just won it. So everybody's trying to follow that philosophy. Let's load up. Let's load up. But I tell you one thing, the Texans and the Ravens and the Titans are doing some big, big things. I commend those three teams.
All right, so I want you to close your eyes and imagine.
All right. They closed.
3 weeks from last night, you're sitting at Twin Peaks in Madison with Derek Mason and Jared Stillman.
Yes.
And Roger Goodell comes walking across the stage and says, with the seventh pick in the 2024 NFL draft, the Tennessee Titans select
Caleb Farley.
Well, they've done that already. Wide receiver.
Oh, you talking
Malik.
About now?
Yeah, I'm talking about now.
Oh,
I'm talking
about now.
3 weeks from last night. That's the draft.
Okay.
And Roger Goodell says the Tennessee Titans select wide receiver Malik Nabers, LSU.
Ooh.
What do you think the reaction of the fans in that place and you all at the table would be?
Man, they will lose their mind. It'll be like, oh my gosh! I wish Jared was there when you asked that question. He would probably lose his mind. I mean, he's starting to lose a little bit of his hair now. He'll get a comb over. But man, he would just go crazy, because look at the reason why we'll go crazy is because look at the receiver room that the Tennessee Titans have now. I mean, you got Calvin Ridley, you got Burks, you got some other guys that can play. So now you add them to that Tennessee Titans roster, a guy that's big, physical from LSU that can make plays downfield. I mean, you're talking about a quarterback that's going to be really, 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 really excited, and that's Will Levis, because, man, you got some playmakers on the perimeter.
Do you think that whether they take – I don't think they're taking a receiver at seven.
I do
think it's going to be Joe Alt. But
yep.
If they take a receiver – somewhere in the top 100 picks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What does that mean for Treylon Burks? Do you think that they look at trading him after the draft, or do you think they want to say, hey, you know what?
Yeah.
Let's see what he's got with this new coaching staff.
I just think that you still want to see what he's got, because, you know, even though you're bringing in different wide receivers, I know they brought in Calvin Ridley, and I know they got Hop, but you bring in another receiver, it's just going to make Burks even better. And the reason why I say be better is because he's going to work hard. He's going to try everything to stay healthy. Because I remember, just like you said, in 1998, when they brought Kevin Dyson in the first round, they got Yancey Thigpen, and they brought some other receivers in. You know, it made me better because I paid attention to details. I studied film more. So instead of me having a sour face and sour at the coaches and sour at the general manager, Floris Restoso, who I love very much, instead of getting sour at them, I just mastered my craft. I focused on routes. I went back and watched film on what did I need to do better. So the same thing with Treylon Burks. With bring another guy and bring in two or three more guys, that's going to make me work even harder. I said this to myself, and I'll never forget this, because I was a little upset. I drove up to the facility, and I sat in the parking lot, and with tears in my eyes, I said, I'm going to play so well that they have to play me. And that's the attitude that Treylon Burks needs to have. Not that they're mad at the organization, not that they're mad at them drafting wide receivers, but I'm going to play so well that you're going to have to play me.
And Alan Lowry said what?
What, to me?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I didn't tell nobody. I just said that to myself.
Okay.
You know, and I think who's the wide? No, it was Steve Walters was the wide receiver coach. But he even noticed the difference. He even saw, like, okay, this dude's not playing around. Because I remember when they brought those guys in the preseason, I scored like three or four touchdowns in the preseason because I wasn't playing around. So, listen, this is what Treylon Burks needs to do, is go in there. I don't care if they sign 70 wide receivers. I'm going to be the guy that you can depend on. Because, look, I've been looking at his Instagram pages. I've been looking at, his Facebook page. There's a different look in this cat's eye. He's not complaining. He's saying, you know what? I understand you got Calvin Ridley. I understand you got Hop. I understand that you're going to get another receiver in the draft. But guess what? I'm still here, and I'm going to go get this thing. There's a different look.
Oh, absolutely. And also, if I'm a Titans fan, I don't care if Stephon Diggs, because now you got two great cornerbacks.
Oh my God.
That you plug and play. I'm like, all right, bring it on. I mean, you want to play against top competition. Now you got two corners. Like, all right, I'll cover you. I'm not worried about this. So if I'm a Titans fan, I don't care.
Straight dogs. I mean, when I say them dogs, them guys are good. Awuzie and Snead. Look at let me break it down.
Oh, they're dogs.
They're dogs. But look at the receivers that the Tennessee Titans are going to have to face this year. Justin Jefferson. Ja'Marr Chase, Stephon Diggs, Terry McLaurin, Garrett Wilson, DJ Moore, Christian Watson, Curtis Samuel, Quentin Johnson, St. Brown, 10 touchdowns, Nico Collins, Tank Dell. You listen, and I got to give credit to TD because he gave me that list. So you better get some corners in here. You got a Awuzie and you got Snead. And the reason why I love Snead is because he's gonna choke somebody at the line of scrimmage. He's gonna put his paws on him and he's gonna choke him, just like what he did to Tyreek Hill and just like what he did to AJ Brown. He has an attitude that brings that oomph to it. So when you have a guy that has that oomph to it, that you want to fight in practice, that you want to fight in the game. And then you got Awuzie on the other side. Then you got Elijah Molden, and then you got Hooker. This can be one of the best secondaries in the league.
Yeah, I mean, where they are right now to where they were January 15th is night and day.
Night and you know what the secondary reminds me of in 1995 when I got drafted. I think we had the craziest secondary in America. We had Chris Dishman, Darrell Lewis, Blaine Bishop, Steve Jackson, the defensive back coach for the Tennessee Titans, and Marcus Robinson. Dogs fighting every practice. I was like, if I can beat them, I can beat anybody. Look at the secondary that the Tennessee Titans have now. Snead, Awuzie, McCrary, Hooker, Elijah Molden. Guys that want to fight every single play, and that's exactly what Denard Wilson wants as a defensive coordinator.
I'm going to tell you this. Listening to Legarius Snead on Monday or whatever it was, when not only his press conference, but when he came on to the midday show. And look, you got to ask about it. I know he doesn't want to talk about it, but the knees kept getting brought up, and he kept getting more pissed off every time they got brought up. I'm like, all right, I like that. Use that energy.
Yeah, because he wants to prove that y'all can talk about my knees and you can talk about all this stuff, but I'm going to come in here and make plays. And here's what I want people to understand. People are saying stuff about his knees, whatever. You better believe that Rand Carthon, you better believe that Brian Callahan, you better believe that this organization did their homework to make sure he was okay, because you're not going to pay – a guy that much money if you have concerns about his knee. I mean, but here's the deal. Even if another guy that they brought in had no health concerns, you're still rolling the dice because they got their one play from being hurt. So it's the exact same thing.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Chris, appreciate it as always. Always enjoy these and love talking to you. Hope you have a great weekend.
Love you guys so much. Thank you, guys.
Absolutely. Chris Sanders, forever Titans wide receiver, joining us here on the show. I'm not going to say who it is yet. But I think I just booked somebody for next Thursday that is going to be freaking awesome.
We just had Chris Sanders, so it's hard to top that.
We did, and we have Joe Piscopo in about 15 minutes.
Oh, yeah, we do.
And you're excited. But if this goes through, and I think it's going to, I'm going to be really excited about it.
Joe Namath? Did you do that for me?
No, it's not. It's not Joe Namath.
Damn it. All right. Will I be happy?
Maybe. I mean, it's somebody that was pretty famous in the 80s and early 90s.
Oh, okay. All right.
So. Not sure. You might have to change your pants after hearing this, Joe.
I don't know. Yeah. No, I'm pretty pumped.
Don't have to. Wear Depends during the show. Don't have to leave.
That's what that smell is. Anyway, Jason Big Joe.
That is rude. You know, one time I did a show with Willie Donick for 5 hours and he never moved. Not one time. And I'm like, Willie, are you a camel? He never moved. He never got up for 5 hours. I don't know why we're doing a 5-hour show. I'll never forget it, though. He never moved. Everyone did nothing. Set here, 5 hours. He's a camel.
He is. The NCAA tournament wraps up this weekend. Coverage brought to you by Toyota. Ready, set, go. Get your Toyota today at toyota.com. Chasing Big Joe, presented by Regal Realty Group, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.